The Electricity Company of Ghana has appealed to the public to exercise patience as it works around the clock to fix faulty equipment to restore full power transmission. Speaking to Radio Ghana, the head of public affairs of the company, William Boateng, said, apart from the general load shedding, workers of the company are replacing worn-out cables and meters, hence the frequent power cuts in some areas. He was hopeful that power supply will be normalized by the end of next month. He spoke with Yaya Kwamwa.
We have a crisis at hand, and we are doing a national load shed. It's very severe. As I speak with you, we do about 300 megawatts at the peak load period. That is between 6 and then the 12 midnight. And then we have the day load shedding in Accra. It's around 130 megawatts. So it's very, very severe. Beyond that also, we all know that we've been doing some upgrading program in Greater Accra. What do you mean? That we are building new primary substations, and contractors are working. They are installing the distribution poles. Others are doing the 3311. For example, from Dansman to Malam, contractors are working. So we have to put the power sometimes for the contractors to work. So it also adds to the load shedding. We have had cases where we have cable faults. These are machines and we sometimes have faults. We have also been cases where we announce that we are doing maintenance works. Because therefore the load shedding also, our annual maintenance schedule should be followed. So this also compounds the problem.
Yeah, but quite apart from this, it's like those complaints we receive, some of them say as long as sometimes 2 days, as places
no, that's
like...
That's what I said. The case, for example, I know of West Legon, for example. They went on for 2 days, yes. There was a cable fault, overhead line fault. They were tracing. They did the repair works. It's also filled and they were working on it. So you have a problem like that. When there's a fault and they will have to work on it, you can have a situation like that where certain area or customers in a certain part of Accra will go on for about 2 days. But normally we are trying to follow the schedule as we publish in the newspapers. That you can track that we are doing that. Because we do whatever we can to ensure that well-demarcated industrial areas will not be affected. What it means that much of the brunt of this load shedding program will definitely fall on we in the residential area. So we are pleading that our church customers should understand the situation. According to what we heard from our power producers or the generators who are giving us the power, they promised that by the end of November we see some significant improvement. It means that the load shedding will not be that severe. And then finally they will announce when the load shedding will come to an end.
That was the head of public affairs of ECG, William Boateng.